Blog Talk Radio.
It's Dr. J. Thank you for joining me live. It's live on the Comfort Show. In motivation. I hope today you're having a fine day. I really hope, because you know what? It is a beautiful day. It is your moment in motivation. This is Dr. J. It is the empowerment environment, and I am so excited to talk about life lessons. You know, I don't know about you, but I know that I'm having a wonderful time living intentionally, just doing things that I'm supposed to do, doing things that I love to do, and just enjoying just some of the wonderful, most beautiful days that God has given us. So I want to talk to you about some life lessons today. But for a minute, I'd like for you to just get in the moment. Get in the moment. Well, yeah. Are you just living a life that is full of fun? There's so many people. So many people that's not living their life today. But today I want to remind you, listen, my friends, most people just allowing their lives to just happen to them. Is life happening to you today? Are you just floating around? Are you just waiting for something good to happen? Are you just reacting to life like, you know, okay, life, this is what I'm going to do today, right? And I can tell you this much, because when you just keep going without purpose, without nothing, life gets boring. Of course. It gets so boring and you just can't figure it out. And so let me just talk about a couple of lessons, because one of the things I love to talk about is life is very simple. But if you keep it simple, guess what? It gets difficult. I'm sure you would agree with me that no matter what other people say, life is pretty simple. Yeah, we get up every day, we do what we have to do. But, you know, sometimes at the end of the day, it's a matter of knowing what's valuable, making some key decisions based on values, and then managing your decisions and making sure that you're doing things that you're supposed to do. One of my mentors, Paul Martinelli, he says, talk purposeful conversations. Talk conversations that's purposeful. Sometimes people just talk about a lot of garbage. Talk purposeful, you know? Think about the things you say every day. I'm telling you, one of the things you have to do is to just design your life and just know that when you design your life, it's more important than designing your career. You know, sometimes we get a little mixed up with that. I remember Reese Witherspoon when she says many people worry so much about managing their career, but they spend really spend half that much energy managing their life. I want to make my life. I just don't want to make my job. I want to make my life the best as it can be. And I believe that after I do that, the rest will just work itself out. And you know what it is, folks? Let me just say to you that when you plan your life, for a long time, my grandmother would say, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And I tell that all the time. Because planning our life is about finding ourselves, oh my goodness, knowing who we are, and then, you know, sort of like customizing a design for your growth. I'm teaching a lot about growth these days, and what I figure out is that once you draw that blueprint for your life, then all of a sudden you can apply it to your career. And sometimes I struggle with that too. Sometimes I'm like, even though I've gotten here and I've gotten there and I've done this and done that, I'm still, sometimes I feel a little stuck, like I'm not doing enough, or I want more, I think more, and I just realize that, gosh, I can do so many things. And then I realize, oh my God, I'm doing too many things. I'm not prioritizing. Think about it. My friends, life is not a dress rehearsal. It sure isn't. It is not a dress rehearsal. Could it be that you are living your life with like a dress rehearsal these days? Think about it. Sometimes I want to believe that, you know, I can do a lot of things. First, I'm going on to tell you that there is no warm-up for life. It is not a dress rehearsal. That's just life coming and going. Before you know it, we'll start regretting over the things that we didn't get to do. What are you doing these days? Oh, man. I remember the words of Fred Allen when he says, you only live once, but if you work it right, once is enough. So we don't get a dress rehearsal for life. We have to do the best we can in the moment, but we can learn from other people who've gone before us. So many people have gone before us. Some days I sit down and I want to be like Les Brown. I want to be the best singer. I want to be the best writer. I want to be like my mentor, John Maxwell. I want to be like so many great people who've gone ahead of me, right? I want to develop strategies. I really, really got to try and develop those strategies. And if you're like me, what's your best strategy? Think about it. What's your best strategy today? One of my best strategies is to make sure that I am doing things that I need to do. I really need to do that. Because sometimes when I reflect on what I want, I get it. I really, really do. Remember, systems, John Mac. Every person is composed of a few themes. What kind of themes are you using when we're thinking of these lessons in life? Brian Tracy says, perhaps the very best question you can memorize and repeat over and over is, what is the most valuable use of my time right now? Right now. Can you answer that? What is the most valuable use of your time right now as we focus and we listen to this meditative moment and think about all the lessons that we have in life? You know? Are you measuring the work that you're doing these days and looking at it and says, you know what, I think I'm doing this right. I think I know all the people I need to talk to. I think I know all the friends I need to call, right? Sometimes it comes, we have to measure what we're doing these days. Because you know what it is? When we measure things, it makes a difference.
It enables us to get results, to set goals, to evaluate, to look at our progress. Sometimes, you know, we judge our results. Sometimes we can even see problems when we're looking at life lessons. So one of the things I want to say today is just stimulate your growth. Set some goals. Ask yourself these questions. Where am I going? When do I want to get there? What do I want to do? Get organized. Get organized, because being organized gives a sense of power. The secret, my friends today, the secret to your success is found in your daily routine. You will never change your life until you change something you do daily. So anything that you do, anything at all, you have to look around you. And you have to ask yourself, am I where I want to be? Right? Am I practicing the things every day that I need to practice? And so the last lesson I want to leave with you today is this one. Enjoy your life. As you seek to develop strategies to maximize your growth and live out your life lessons, you should also seek principles. You know, there's so many principles out there, right? These principles have stood the test of time. Customize some things for your life. Use the things that you do daily and develop your strength and reach for your goals. And then Jim Rohn said these great words, if you go to work on your goals will go to work on you. If you go to work on your plan will go to work on you. Whatever good things we build up, end up building us. That's the power of the law of design when it comes to designing your life. Whether it's your career, your faith, your family, your hobby, marriage, personal growth, or vacation. Think big, my friend. Live the life you want to live today. Don't be reluctant to make adjustments in your life. Do it today. So many people are trying to develop strategies for their life, and they're trying to develop all kind of growth plans, and guess what? Everything depends on you. I don't know about nobody else. But today, this is the life lesson from Dr. J. It's all up to you, my friend. It's all up to you. Remember, this is Dr. J. Connect with me at www.cultivate.com. Stay beautiful. Stay fabulous. Stay motivated. It is the Cultivate Show.